This is Hard Parking, sponsored by Right Honda and Right Toyota out of Scottsdale, Arizona. Of course, I'm your host, Jay Fing, out of Gilbert, Arizona. A Florida man was arrested for attempting to break into jail to hang out with his friends. Coming up on today's episode, my brother-in-law was in town with his family. They stayed at our house. I think I talked about this last week. This was going down. Didn't get an opportunity to get him here in studio. I don't think he really wanted to get on the microphone. He's been on before. Owns a car business in Holland called Soaking Wet Details. Does coatings, SB3 coatings. Was going to grill him about family changes and the challenges because he was mentioning that their business was so dead recently that he thought about maybe selling the business and getting a part-time job, which is unfathomable. You know, there's some politics involved, and it's just, I wish I could have got him on here. There's no real point for me to have told you guys that because you don't get to hear the story. But him and his wife and his five kids were staying here, and it was a madhouse because my brother-in-law, the one that actually lives here, and his wife were over pretty much every day, which why wouldn't they be? Because he's visiting his brother who's staying at our house. And they got the two kids that are on fire. And of course, my daughter and Mario and Zeke and Nova were over. This was pretty much every day. So, you know, at any given time, I had 11 to 13 people in my house that usually aren't here. Everyone's slamming my door. Slamming my door, it's one of my pet peeves. And every time people do it, I don't know, something's going to happen and I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to be on the news because they just keep slamming the back door. And now the door handle is kind of hanging down a little bit. Like it's not straight across like it should be horizontal. It's a very expensive door. And unfortunately, there's no way for me to soften it, the slamming, because the hinges are proprietary. So I can't go to Home Depot or go online and get the soft closing hinges. It just doesn't work for this door. And it really sucks. And nobody cares but me. In fact, I told my brother-in-law, I go, look, him and his wife, Alicia, we're out sitting on the new backyard platform when they first got here, like, was it last Tuesday? So back up. They flew in on Tuesday, and we all went as a giant group, except for Wilson and his kids and his wife, to Williams, Arizona, and we took a train to the Grand Canyon for a day. The place we stayed at was fantastic in Williams. Small town, about 3,000 people. The Airbnbs there are amazing. That's all I got to say. We're up there in Williams. We came back here and then right back to where we were in the story. So I think, yeah, so Thursday afternoon, sitting out back with Ray and Alicia, say, look, can you guys do me a favor? Because I have to tiptoe around here, right? I can't, and I've said this before, and you guys can call me a wuss, but I feel like I can't really speak my mind because everything I say sounds 10 times worse, apparently. So when I tell people to don't slam the door, it's not okay if I say it, somebody else has to say it. So my strategy is to pull people to the side quietly. It's okay, Ray, Alicia, you guys can really help me out this weekend by telling the kids, kind of keeping an eye on really not slamming the door every 5 seconds. Alicia's kind of a pushover. Ray is kind of like me. We're very particular about our things, super particular. And then, you know, Wilson's not as particular, but he's on that respect level. So if Uncle Jay says don't do it, he leans into his kids. Didn't you guys hear Uncle Jay? What did Uncle Jay say? Don't do it. But he forgets like really quick. AKA doesn't fucking pay attention. So all weekend, bam, 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 bam. We're sitting there in the kitchen. Bam, 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 bam. And I'm getting annoyed. Once every 8 slams, someone will say, hey, can you please not slam the door? Or I have to say something. So something happened to me in Williams up at the Grand Canyon, standing in the kitchen, eating my tortilla chips. And all of a sudden, one of the chips is super fucked. It's super hard. Like this, it makes this weird crunch. And I was like, what the? So I go and pull it out, and a chunk of my crown had fractured off. So I'm holding a chunk of my tooth. I'm like, oh, shit. So then I called my dentist, and this was a Wednesday. So, you know, they call me back Thursday morning, and they get me in Friday morning. Friday morning, 2 days ago, I'm good. Yesterday, which was Saturday, I'm eating a burrito that my daughter gave me and more crunching. I go, oh no. But now you know what that means. More fragments. Except this time it had fractured off so much to where I have like a little razor blade on the corner of my crown. So we had a hibachi at our house. There's a Phoenix hibachi that they'll come to your house. And so we set up the backyard and it was super cool. We had the hibachi set up, except for every time I tried to eat or drink, my tongue would get slightly cut on my tooth. So as I record this right now, I'm in pain. All this talking, I'm in pain. It's Sunday night. I know first thing in the morning, the dentist office is going to return my text because they're really cool in the text. And hopefully I can get in tomorrow to get this thing filed down. Because when I went in on Friday, they asked, is it bothering you? Is it hurting your tongue? And I go, no. Fortunately, it was one of those breaks that doesn't really go down to the root to where it's painful. But now it's very painful. The side of my tongue is slightly cut. Whether it's water or coffee or whatever, it kind of irritates and hurts a lot. Oh yeah, I'm also buying a new car. All that and more coming up after this word from 4Wheel Online. For over a decade, 4Wheel Online has been bringing the best truck accessories and truck parts to enhance the appearance and performance of all trucks and SUVs. They are dedicated to providing an extensive range of upgrades that will match any maker model on the road. The truck products cover everything to give your truck a custom look and added functionality. Need a wheel and tire package? Head over and use the configuration tool. They carry all the major brands of wheels and tires, so go get outfitted today. Visit them online at 4Wheel Online. Yeah, so you guys heard that right. I am buying a new car. I will talk about it a little bit more coming up in the car news section. Don't bother me. Don't at me, bros. But I'm going to tell the patrons what I'm getting because they pay for that access. Today we had the Fountain Hills Concourse Show, which is an annual charity put on by the Phoenix Children's Hospital and a bunch of super rich people. And then every year you can register because your registration money goes toward the Phoenix Children's Hospital. It costs $50 to register. But the thing is with the NSX is we never really, in the past, felt like we haven't really got much respect. And to be fair, some years there's one NSX, two NSX, or no NSXs at this event. Okay, so what does this event have? Every vehicle you could think of is at the event. Everything from hypercars to classic exotic cars, a whole row of Lamborghinis, a whole row of Ferraris, a bunch of really cool Mopars. There are helicopters that land at this event, a lot of military vehicles, tons of food vendors. They have to rake in well over $250,000 every time they do this every year. But we had the idea to kind of reach out and ask, hey, the NSX that we all have is a special car. It really is. It's not just some regular Honda Acura. You know, we're not trying to piss on the Miata Club and some of those other cars. But when you walk around this event, you see that, oh, there's a Lotus. The Lotus people have their own area. They're not just in the Euros. They literally have their own area. This is the Lotus Club. This is the Alfa Romeo Club. Porsche, which everybody and their mother seems to have one, obviously has their own area, but there's like 100,000 of those cars. But the really nice Porsches aren't over there. They're over in the exotic area. All the Corvettes parked together. So, you know, I called a buddy of mine and asked him, I go, hey, can you do me a favor? I know you're close to the crew. You're close to the planning committee. Fortunately for me, this year he's on the planning committee. I go, can you ask them, please? Can we get a little more respect? He goes, well, how many cars are you bringing? I go, I don't know. But I'm going to try to bring as many as I can. All of us as a group effort, we're going to try to bring more NSXs because I know it's important. If you hook us up, that we need to kind of show up in force. Gives me a call back the next day. Goes, look, I got you guys hooked up. You're going to be in this premium section, which is one of the best sections to be at the show. Just please bring as many cars as possible. Don't screw this up. Okay. So I spammed the hell out of our Instagram group. Our Facebook local group, and we ended up with 14 NSXs there. And again, keep in mind that sometimes there's no NSXs. And since they had to move the date, originally it's going to be February 4th to February 18th now. We had a few people that planned on going, but of course, as schedules change and you plan your schedule out, they couldn't, you know, attend for, maybe they're out of town. We had a few people that are out of town and had other plans. We had a few guys that didn't want to be stuck there all day, so they kind of parked on the street. But we represented well. And people kept, you know, saying, you know, thank you for doing this, Jay. And it's like, well, all I did was make a phone call. All I did was make a phone call, and I stressed the importance of being there. But I think the show has changed a little bit this year, and they kind of maybe reorganized a few things. And so the timing was perfect. Because had I asked this question last year, we wouldn't have got the same parking we got this year. And I don't expect next year to get the same parking we got this year, because a lot of stuff had to happen. Now, I know that we're going to get hooked up with some good parking, at least our own dedicated area again, but we have to keep bringing it strong. And so the whole point of that is you never know what you're going to get if you ask. But if you ask for a favor, you better deliver. And we definitely delivered. Let's get into some car news. McDonald's Hamburglar gets a custom 1970 Barracuda. The question is, will he drive it like he stole it? According to Chris Teague on Autoblog.com, Hamburglar will drive the old Mopar Burgercuda to promote awareness of McDonald's revised hamburger recipes. People who spot the car can scan a code and receive a free burger or other McDonald's gear. Goes on to say the sports car's Hamburglar stripes inside and out and the hubcaps are made to look like burger buns. There's also a burger warmer in the center console, and the spare tire is disguised as a giant cheeseburger. It doesn't really say when, but just know it's coming. Robble, robble. Apparently the Tesla Cybertruck wheel covers, as it turns out, are rubbing into the tire sidewalls. As the tire flexes, the overlapping aero covers are causing a bit of tire wear. This is a little concerning. Obviously, if you spent all this money on a Cybertruck, this thing is supposed to be bulletproof, although it's not really bulletproof. But one thing that would really suck is for your tires to blow out. But it says the Cybertrucks haven't been playing nice with the specialty designed Goodyear Wrangler tires. This is an article by Jonathan Ramsey. Looks like in March, Rivian will be releasing a new vehicle called the R2. According to this article on Motor1.com, it will be their Model 3 moment. I'm guessing what that really means is the Model 3, in my opinion, kind of saved Tesla. I think once they introduced the Model 3, it was more affordable. Everyone started buying it, and Tesla became more profitable than it had been in the past. I think I'd mentioned it took Tesla 17 years of unprofitability before they actually made money. Rivian loses money on every vehicle it sells. So I'm guessing Model 3 moment means this new R2 is going to be a far more affordable Rivian and everyone's going to buy it up. But I think Rivian, just like everyone else, has a long way to go before they even really penetrate the market share that Tesla has. But I'm excited to see it. I love seeing the Rivians out there, their pickup trucks, their SUVs. They look so futuristic with those weird headlights that are vertical instead of horizontal. Looks like some sort of robot on the road behind you. So some personal car news, my Infiniti had an issue with it. Went to start it again the other day, and of course, nothing. I had just bought a battery, so I popped the hood, made sure the connectors were on there, went and got my jump pack. So I connected the jump pack to the negative, and I heard some sizzling when I connected to the positive. The NoCo charger that I'd used before was dead, so I knew that wasn't going to work. But for some reason, I got in the car, hit the button, see if I could start it anyway. Of course, it didn't work. Took that off. Went and got my trickle charger that I originally bought for the NSX that I have yet to put on the NSX. Put that on the negative. Went to put the positive on. Heard some crackling again. Then my alarm started going off. I go, wait a minute. Like the horn, you know, the default. I go, okay, that's weird. So I get over the driver's seat and I start the vehicle. And I start doing the math in my head. Maybe my battery connectors are screwed up. It looks kind of clean, but that's the only thing I can think of. So I took everything apart, went and bought like a $3 battery cleaner. I went and bought like a $2 battery tester cleaner thingy at AutoZone. Disconnected the negative, cleaned that shit, disconnected the positive. I probably did the positive first. I don't remember. Make sure you do it. If you're listening to this and this is something you actually really want to do on your own, which was super easy, don't be terrified of your battery. Just make sure you disconnect the right thing. So I took it off, cleaned the positive and the negative, connectors, not the battery itself. The battery's clean. It's like brand new. I just bought it, what, 3 weeks ago? And you just see dust flying everywhere when you're trying to clean this thing out. I would recommend wearing a mask. I didn't do it. Most people don't. But just for safety, just so you can't sue me, I'd recommend wearing a mask or something so you don't get those corrosive particles in your lungs and poison yourself to death. Something worse than someone walking up on you, you're dead next to your car, and they're trying to figure out what the hell just happened. Probably wouldn't die from that. But of course, everything's good to go now, and I'm glad because, you know, I call my dealership. It's a panic moment. It's like, okay, I just bought this battery. Did I blow another fuse? Is my alternator dead? But the signs for an alternator failing weren't there. So thank God I got that situated. Second bit of car news, as I mentioned in the open, I am going through the process of getting a new vehicle. Next week or maybe the week after, I'll actually disclose what it is I bought, unless you saw it on social media. I have not taken delivery of the vehicle, but it's been a major pain in my ass because I took out a personal loan through a company that I'd used before. And this is how they won my money. Went online, filled out an application, went on to a second place, filled out an application, went to a third place, and they have this virtual verification system. So you submit your photo ID and the front and back of your card, and you take a selfie, and it verifies you are who you are, and then you can proceed with filling out the loan application. I know that sounds backwards, but I was logged in as a member already. I have several bank accounts. None of them have any money in them. Should probably work on that. But their system kept getting hung every single time. And I tried this like 3 or 4 times. Because what happens is you scan the screen with your phone, and then you fill out all the verifying things with your smartphone, your iPhone, whatever you have, and then it continues back onto the computer screen. Just like when you're logging into Netflix from a new device and you scan the thingy and you do the thingy with your phone on the TV thingy. So it's kind of just like that. That was very, very technical what I had just said. But it wouldn't go through when I was trying to do the verification. It just kept on getting hung. And I go, you know what? I don't have time for this. I've already got 2 other options out there. So I went out and it's been a major pain in my ass. So we're coming up on 2 weeks since I started this process. And I put my deposit down on this vehicle. And the vehicle says sold online because it's sold to me. I don't want to be that guy. But when I call, so they have this online process, right? And so the process says, welcome back. You want to use the same financial institution that you used last time? I said, yes. They said, great. You're approved. Here's your loan paperwork. Fill all it out. If you go with AutoDraft, you could save 0.25%. Who doesn't want to save 0.25%? I said, sure. Okay, please submit your bank information. Please submit a voided check. We go, well, I don't have a check. This is from a bank account that I opened in 1999. This is my allowance account. It's not my main account. It's not my wife and I's main bank account. It's not our other joint bank account on the other bank that we use, or neither one of those savings. It's literally my play account. So I figured, yeah, sure, I don't feel like filling out all the information on my other banks. Just use what I have on file. But then they ask for a blank check. And I go, well, I don't, a voided check, sorry. They ask for a voided check. I go, I don't have a voided check. I don't do that. And so I called my financial institution and they did one of those certified official bank letters on letterhead with all the details you need. Here's the routing number, here's the account number, here's the member. And so I submit that online. I don't hear nothing back for like a day or two. And when I go online, I look at the status, it says please submit a voided check, but then the status is completed, but it hasn't moved on to the next in review. And so I call them, talk to a person, doesn't speak very good English. And I hate to be this guy, okay? But you know, it's not the English. It's not the language barrier that's the issue. You know, as soon as you get a customer service rep or something on the phone, pretty much if they're going to be any use or not. And so the first person I called, I forgot the guy's name, told him what was going on. He says, okay, cool, I see it's here. Let me go ahead and kick it on forward. So what he did is he went in their system, made notation that I called, looked at the document that I uploaded, and kicked it on down the system. Perfect. Day later, it says, please submit a current bank account. Please submit a current bank statement. I'm sitting there thinking, okay, I guess. I mean, I've already signed all the paperwork like a week ago, but sure. Because at this point, like, I need my money. I need to pay the seller the remaining funds and then get the car shipped to me. So I upload my bank account, my most recent bank statement. Wait. Day and a half later, someone reviews it and says, please upload a bank statement within the last 60 days with your full name and your full account number in the type of account. I said, what? Bank accounts. Typically, banks don't include your entire account number on a statement. They haven't done that in quite a while for obvious reasons. Someone intercepts your mail, they get all your information. So I called my bank and said, hey, this lending institution is asking for a bank statement with my complete number on it. When I logged into my bank account online and go through the portal, I still can't access a statement with my entire account number on it. Bank says, well, we typically don't do that. Most banks don't do that. Even my wife, who is in banking, says, yeah, that's weird. I also thought it was weird. So I told the bank, make me another letter and I'll resubmit it. So then I called the lending institution and I said, hey, just talk to my bank. As I suspected, they typically don't do that. And I knew when this person answered the phone at the lender, it was going to be a long day. Because what they do is you tell them everything that's going on, and then they go back through the steps that's needed to process the loan. It's like, okay, so right now, you guys kind of follow me on this. I'm looking at a memory card. This has nothing to do with the bank, but it's just my way of telling the story. It's a SanDisk Extreme Pro 200 megabytes a second, 128 gigabyte disk. And so I would call the bank and say, hey, you guys told me to upload a 128 gigabyte memory card disk. I did that. It's by SanDisk. It's an Extreme Pro 200 megabytes per second writing speed. And then the customer service rep will say, oh yeah, I see right here that we still need you to upload a 128 gigabyte disk. And then I say, yeah, I did that already. And then they say, oh yeah, I see that you did that already. And it's a SanDisk, but they want it to be an Extreme Pro. And I say, yes, I know that. That's what I uploaded. Okay, yes, Mr. Finning, I understand. I understand your issue. Let me talk to somebody. And I'm sitting there thinking, what the fuck is going on? So they come back and I go, yeah, well, since you couldn't upload the 128 gigabyte disk, and I say, I did. It's right there on your page. All I need you to do is forward it, move it on to the next person. Okay, so then I had to do this 2 days in a row, and I was getting pissed. So then yesterday, I called them again, because when I look online, it had not moved on to the final review for funding so I can get my money. And I was 100% sure I was going to ask for a supervisor as soon as the person picked up. But the person picked up, thank you for calling lending, da 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 da. Thank you for calling the financial institution. My name is Iris. How can I help you today? And I said, oh, thank God, Iris. Thank God. Because I knew as soon as she answered the phone, again, not to be that guy, but I knew that she was going to understand exactly what I needed and exactly what needed to be done to move my shit forward so I can get on with my life. So what the previous person said is, well, since you can't send your bank statement, and you didn't send a voided check. Again, I've already gone through this. You people are freaking stupid already. They said, well, since you didn't do those things, the best thing you could do is open up an account with us and we can just disperse the money into that account. And then you can transfer it wherever you want. I'm like, all right, fine, whatever. I ain't got time for this shit. So I opened up an account immediately. So before I called Iris, the previous call was telling them, can you please notate on the account that I've done this and get it to where it needs to be? Yes, sure. No problem. Annotate it, which they didn't do. So thank God I got Iris. And this was Friday morning. She said, well, Monday's a holiday for us. We're going to try to get it moved to funding by Friday. If not, it'll probably be Tuesday because Monday's a holiday for us. And I go, you know what, Iris? That doesn't matter. That's all good and fine with me. I just needed someone who could understand exactly what I need and get me exactly where I need to be. Iris is awesome. Funny thing is, when I got off the phone with Iris, I did not get a survey. The previous two people, I got a survey. I think that's further proof that whoever I was talking to probably wasn't stateside. I had this issue happen before I moved here. We were trying to get the Super Bowl. And I forgot the cable company that we had in Michigan. But for whatever reason, Sunday Ticket. So we're trying to get Sunday Ticket. And this was Dish Network. I don't know, is Dish Network still around? I think it was through Dish Network. We didn't have DirecTV, which is a Sunday Ticket package. So I called them and I said, hey, do you have anything that's comparable to DirecTV's, you know, Sunday Ticket? And they go, yeah, we have a sports package. It's got all the big sports. I go, okay. Person sounded pretty normal. Okay. And at one point, we get through the call because I was talking about, well, I like to watch football, and, you know, you never know who's going to be in the Super Bowl. And the person asked me, what's the Super Bowl? I was like, wait, what? And that was the only time that I had talked to somebody who obviously wasn't stateside that did such a good job. It was not obvious to me that they had no idea what the hell I was talking about. These last two times talking to this financial institution, I knew immediately that I was in trouble. So again, hopefully within a week or two, I will be able to tell you guys, if you don't see it on social media already, what new and fun vehicle that I have purchased for myself that I didn't have to make room for in the garage. And don't call me, don't text me, don't do anything. You're just going to have to wait. And that is the car news. We got a cruise coming up this next Saturday to the Old Town Mission in Cottonwood, Arizona. It is the One Auto Movement, Arizona Adventure Group, and AZ Track. And what we're doing is there's two different courses. You can take your vehicle off-road and go with the off-road vehicles. Or you can go on the street, which is what I'll be doing. And the goal is to bring your donation items. If you have them, it's not required. And we will meet at the Old Town Mission to where you can donate your items. Instead of always Goodwill, we're going to take it there. They're going to be waiting for us, probably have some food. And it's just a good time. It's always a good time to make a difference. And if you're local and just want to go on a cruise, then go on the cruise. You don't have to bring anything. You don't have to donate anything. But that's coming up. Sorry, this episode is a little ranty. I'm in pain. My mouth hurts. Been making some pretty good contacts lately. Friend of the show, Joseph Gatt, by the way, has posted a major victory. That is one of my better and more fun interviews and has been really sensitive over the past 2 years. We're going to talk about that soon. I texted him and said, hey, would you like to come back on the podcast to kind of talk about everything you've gone through? Because he lost a lot of friends. A lot of people didn't want to get anywhere close to him because of some legal stuff that has been cleared. He's been exonerated. And as a reminder, he's a movie guy. He's in movies. He's a Hollywood talent that's been in some really big things, and they won't touch him with a 10-foot pole, but maybe they will now. And so I'm pretty excited that he'll be coming back on the podcast and he's going to talk about it. I have a few other really good guests that are be coming up soon. Because those are the episodes that most of you enjoy more than just sitting here listening to me rant on about my broken tooth or people slamming my door. So, want to thank Right Honda and Right Toyota, ForeLawnLine.com, Cell Shop Wireless Services, AutoCannon, official Honda and Acura gear, Patreon business supporter, Automotive Specialty Tool out of Owings Mills, Maryland, Cree Automotive out of Warren Garden, Florida, Pell Construction out of Colorado, Michigan, Big House Small Home Design out of Ashburn, Virginia, and Traverse City, Michigan, Shaping Success with West Tankersley out of Boise, Idaho. Catch us on Wednesdays, 7 o'clock Pacific, One Drink Wednesday. We have our own Instagram. We finally created our own Instagram after like 4 years. So it's One Drink Wednesday. Literally, it's just at One Drink Wednesday. It's also on TikTok if you do the TikTok thing. Getting ready to post some new swag on the website. Shout out to Mark Stoneman, Catherine Cox, Eddie Ramos, Richard Graves, Byron Jones, Bo Jung, Oscar Mina, Drew Bunkley, and Yasu Chiba. Email the show, hardparkerpodcast@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram @JFinning. Join the Hard Parker Violations Facebook group. And remember, I can't grow without you telling the world how great this show is. So let's do this. Let's grow this team together. And I will talk to you all next week.
Shut up!